A popular Outcast production.
Recording? Are there lines? Does everybody have lines?
Are we here?
Everybody say something.
Everybody. Hello.
Everybody. Hello.
All right.
I see
squiggles. It's not all flat. Okay, all right. Cool.
We're in the studio today recording episode
31.
Aislinn,
if I numbered things correctly.
Number.
Only because I have a little notebook that I write down the number of the episode and the shit we talk about.
No,
because by the time I get home, I forget. And then I do the blog post. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck we talked about.
Aislinn is the pod mama, apparently.
Yes.
Something like that.
We'll go with that.
She's our pod mother.
Daw.
Oh, you guys.
That makes it sound so cute. Anyway, we're recording without Bill today.
Yeah.
We're Bill's women and we can do this shit on our own.
Bill is still at work for another 4 minutes.
Yeah. He might make an appearance later. You never know.
I think he's going to come
maybe
home
next
and take
week.
A nap.
Aw. Maybe not at all.
Because he's recording Aislinn's.
Yeah. Recording podcast. My first episode of my new podcast tonight.
Woohoo!
And Delusional Loners are recording a new episode now that Chris is back from Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Bill's got a busy night.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does.
He was hoping he didn't have to work tomorrow, but he does.
Bummer.
So, we're kind of talking about clothes.
Yeah.
But not...
We were.
Not specifically the style of clothes, because most of us don't really give a shit. We wear what we want.
To each their own. I mean, yeah.
But yeah, basically, I was saying, I went to Hot Topic.
Lauren is wearing a fabulous t-shirt with a mugshot of Dean Winchester.
Yes, because
he is
sexy.
Totally doing blue steel.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
God, that fucking face.
He's so hot.
Oh, you guys.
Anyway, I was shopping, and I don't always go into Hot Topic. Every now and then I will, just to poke around. And I had known this t-shirt was in there. So I go in, I'm looking at t-shirts, and I'm picking them up and looking at the sizes. I grab a medium because I normally wear a medium t-shirt from Hot Topic. At least I always did before. Sometimes a large, depending on the stretchiness of the material. And I'm stretching these shirts, and the large is like, it doesn't stretch, for one thing, which it's 100% cotton. I'm not going to complain about that. But there's no stretch to it at all. Like, the weave, you know, it's obviously
a
super tight weave.
It was a woman's shirt?
They were all girl t-shirts. Yeah. They're not guys. But they weren't, like, cut like women's shirts normally.
They're
like, they're just a straight, small t-shirt. And I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, I can't wear a medium. I pick up a large. There's no way I can wear a large. Like, if it's not stretchy, you know, I got boobs to account for here, you know? And I don't really consider myself a large person, especially my upper body.
No.
Like, so, yeah, an extra large. I had to grab an extra large. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is not normal. So I'm looking at the stacks of t-shirts, and it goes small, medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large. Extra, extra, extra large. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of girl is going to feel good about now having to buy a triple extra large t-shirt? Like, that's just fucking ridiculous. Like, whatever happened to small, medium, large, extra large, and making those sizes big enough that it's going to fit a wide range of people?
And constant enough that they're going to fit from, like, store to store.
Right.
Even t-shirt to t-shirt. Like, you can pick up one t-shirt or sweater in one store. It's the same brand of a different style, and it doesn't fit you.
Yeah.
Like, that's happened to me so many times when I'm normally either a large or an extra large, and I only weigh like 165 pounds. I'm lying, but we'll go with that.
Nobody needs
you're
to
not,
know.
You're not a large girl.
I'm not a large person, is my point. I am curvy, yes. And I actually went shopping for jeans today at TJ Maxx, and I skipped right over the junior section because all of them were fucking skinny jeans.
Oh, God, seriously.
And yeah. They were either skinny jeans or low rise. And I'm like, I don't want my ass crack to hang out. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't have the thighs for skinny jeans. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm picking up the sizes and I tried them on. And normally I would be, like, maybe a 10. I'm up to, like, a 13 in women's.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I don't know. But I actually picked up ones that were, like, 31 waistband. And I was like, these are women jeans in the actual waistband size.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
And I freaking love that. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, I'm so much more comfortable with saying, my waistband is a 31. And they fit, like, perfectly. They're, awesome. Like, higher waisted. And, I mean, they only had one pair, which sucked.
I hate that.
Because I was like, I'll buy two.
Yeah.
No. And it was only, like, the second pair of jeans I tried on, which is a miracle. Just buying jeans is freaking hard if you have an ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It sucks. But, yeah, it just, it pisses me off because, honestly, like, at the Hot Topic, you know, if I was going to get you this fucking t-shirt, your tits are so big, there's no way that you would be able to fit into anything other than the, like, extra, extra, extra large. And you're not a big girl. No. What the fuck is a bigger girl supposed to buy? Like, they're making it so bigger people can't even fucking buy clothes in that goddamn store anymore.
Basically, they're pushing
it's bullshit.
It's unfortunate. It's not even fair.
They're pulling an Abercrombie and Fitch.
Basically.
Wait, that was them, right? Is that Hollister?
Or Hollister does that shit. I know they have really tiny clothes.
Hollister will actually put, like, the higher sizes up on the higher shelves. So you have to ask somebody for them.
Awesome. One of the many reasons I don't shop at Hollister.
Yeah, I haven't even walked in
that
store.
That was coming from somebody who actually has to walk in and ask for higher sizes. I was like, they're shaming you, and you walk into that store willingly and pay a ridiculous fucking amount for clothing.
Yeah.
For them to fucking treat you like an asshole.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I stopped going to Victoria's Secret is because every time I ask for a double D, like, in any bra size, if they have it in the bag or if they have, you know, for any little bit of help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they fucking roll their eyes at me. This didn't happen once.
Wow.
It happened, like, quite a few times. They just kind of look at me and, like,
I don't know if it's across the board, but our Victoria's Secret is pretty fucking awful.
It's...
Yeah. I don't go in there very often.
Mm-mm.
I love their stuff, but I shop online now.
Yeah. Did you resize yourself after I posted that article?
I hadn't had a chance to actually do it yet, but I'm definitely... But I was reading it, and I'm definitely not the size that I think I am, because the way
that... Most of us aren't.
I did read how your bras are supposed to fit.
Mm-hmm.
Mine aren't even close.
Oh, yeah. Mine either.
I have quad boob. Like, on all my bras, so I'm definitely larger. And I think it's very interesting that she put in the sizes for European sizes instead of American sizes, because they're more accurate and they go by measurement.
Yeah, Europe has a much wider range of bra sizes than America does. Like, America, you have, what was it, 5 cup sizes you're supposed to fit into, and about, like, 4 band sizes.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely between a C and a D. Like, there's no, like, C's are, like, saggy
you
on
did.
Me.
I think
or
it was a
D's
couple...
are saggy and C's are.
This was when I was younger. It was either Hanes or Fruit of the Loom. It was one of those brands. Actually came out with in between sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I remember
the nearly
that.
C or the nearly A or the nearly. Whatever.
That was smart, but I don't think it caught on.
It didn't catch on because I don't even see them anymore,
mm-mm.
which is unfortunate.
Because that means, you know, you have to go through the air quotes shame of getting resized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, no, I used to wear C, but now I'm a nearly C. I'm not going to tell people I'm a nearly C. That's going to make my boobs seem smaller.
Mm.
Size really doesn't fucking matter.
No, and what you think is a C or a D is not going to be a C or D on everybody, because everybody's body type is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, if you wear a size, like, 36 band and have a C cup, those are decent-sized boobs. Mm-hmm. But if you scale it down and you're, like, a 32 C cup, they're going to look much smaller. This whole letter sizing is just fucked.
Yeah, it's weird.
Scrap it. Get rid of it. It
sucks.
Just give us something numbers. Here. Just make it like guys' clothing. Oh, my God. Give it freaking numbers.
Wouldn't that be so much easier? I would love to go pants shopping then. Be like, I know what my size is. I know what my length is. Bam. Done.
Because most of the time, like, I'm either a long or a regular.
Yeah.
And even that's not accurate. Mm-mm. Because they're not all, not all regulars are created the same.
No, not all long. Yeah, that's totally true.
No, a lot of times, like, a long is actually, I fit in a long, and my legs really aren't as, yep, definitely not as, yep, long
these
as
are
you
supposed
guys
to be longs.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely so not as long as you guys.
So are these. Look at my ankles.
Yeah. Like, bullshit.
But I got another pair of longs from Target has two main jean brands that I think are both theirs. There's Merona and there's Massimo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you order a 10 long and one, it's like, if you order the other one is like 2 or 3 inches longer.
Yeah.
Like I ordered a pair of like I think it's the Moronas. I really liked them and they discontinued them at the stores. Like they don't even make the same sizes anymore. Cause they used to have this.
I'm wearing Target jeans. I don't know.
They used to have the 6 different fits.
Yeah.
And now they made it down to 4. Yeah, they made it down to 4 and there's only one for, there's a curvy fit. And it's, mm-hmm, like, don't necessarily always, but I get the curvy fit because I have big thighs and a big ass. So like I have to have the curvy fit, and but I like boot cut. I always have to have boot cut. Like,
yeah.
I have been looking
for, it's the only style I can get, but I got a Merona pair, 10 long, curvy fit now, and they're 36 inches length, which is a little long for me. I usually need like 35. But nobody makes a fucking 35 length. I mean, you can always, you know what I mean?
You can always cuff them.
I do.
Worse
I just
in the other way
I only
around.
Turn just like the very bottom up, but it drags on the ground unless I'm wearing boots. Mm. So
trying to pull off that 90s style.
Yeah.
Got to get like the fray going on in the back.
Yeah, and I usually do.
All if my jeans I like frays in the back.
I like that though.
Mine usually do too.
Cuz like, they all drag.
I love long jeans, so I don't even really mind when they're long, but I hate when they're fucking short because I feel like, where's the fucking thread, man?
Right? Oh my god,
that.
Jeff got a new pair of jeans for Christmas that actually fit him and he can sit down without like it coming up above his socks. It's pretty great. He's super proud.
That's awesome. But yeah, it just pissed me off.
Yeah.
And also when I walked into Hot Topic and I saw all the t-shirts that they have on the walls, which band t-shirts, it's cool. I'm glad that there's a lot of band shirts, but it's like Nirvana and shit. I'm like,
you weren't even born yet.
Why the fuck are there Nirvana shirts on the wall? God damn it. Like, and they're not gearing this shit to me, and I'm the one that should be buying a fucking Nirvana shirt.
There's always going to be teenage stoners, Lauren.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I wasn't even a stoner when I listened to Nirvana.
Regardless.
They put Nirvana next to, like, Tinkerbell and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it's a lot of Disney stuff.
I mean,
and then,
it's
like,
not
grunge shit,
and
though.
And Sesame Street for some reason.
I don't
understand that.
Yeah.
I really don't understand that at all.
No. Not really.
Is Sesame Street still on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're still making episodes. They're
okay,
in their,
that's
like,
cool.
Almost in their 50th season, I think.
That's nuts.
Jesus.
Man, I loved Sesame Street when I was a kid.
Oh, seriously.
I still sing some of the songs I learned on Sesame Street in my head all the time. All the time.
I don't think I watched it that much.
Speaking of Hot Topic, I got home from the last recording, and what was waiting for me at home but my little pop figure of Castiel.
Did you get one? That's awesome.
Yeah, Jeff went out and did some wrap-up Christmas shopping because he had to do a Secret Santa for work. Mm-hmm. So he asked me before I left. He's like, you want anything from the mall? I was like, yeah, but no, but yeah, maybe. I don't know.
They have a really nice Castiel t-shirt, too.
I know. I want it, but I'm like...
Like, what the hell size would you wear?
Right, I would have to go in and figure that shit out. Yeah. I don't even know.
Probably, honestly, probably a large. I mean, if I had to buy an extra, maybe a medium, but
I think this is a medium. I got this like a year ago. It's a Sailor Moon costume t-shirt. And it's
but even a year ago, the shirts actually were stretchy. These shirts now, like, honestly, I'll show you this shirt. I mean, it's doesn't even budge when you stretch it.
Now, okay, this does have some horizontal stretch to it, but it's like it's super wide.
Yeah.
Why? I have to like wear a cardigan so it doesn't, I don't look weird.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, the medium t-shirts of these are like way smaller than that.
Awesome.
It's crazy.
Ugh, I hate trying on clothes so much.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Shopping.
Yeah, I do too.
That's why I was really happy when my second pair of jeans fit. And I was like, well, done. Go home.
Yep.
Not getting any better than this. Stop trying. Jean shopping is so bad. Bill's been making comments every couple of days. He's like, you know, your jeans have holes in them. I'm like, yeah.
I like them that way.
Thank you. He's like, you should really go buy a new pair of jeans. I was like, sweetie, no. Don't even talk to me about jean shopping. It's a nightmare.
It really is.
It's just a nightmare. It's not happy. It's not a happy moment for me. Mm-mm. It never is.
No.
They never fit right.
Nope.
Nope. I thought for a little while that I was going to be okay with buying guys' jeans. I was on this kick for a while. I'm like, I'm just going to buy fucking guys' jeans so I can get the right width. And they fucking fit.
And I did. I bought guy jeans.
The only problem with guy jeans is they don't have like relaxed thighs that a fucking chick is going to need.
Oh, no. Yeah. I bought them like three sizes too big.
Well, yeah, that would probably work too.
I bought them very large, and most of them fit around the waist, which was surprising. And they were just very baggy. And I fucking had pockets.
Right? Yeah. Oh my god, girl jean pockets? Fuck girl jean pockets.
Yeah, well, the pair of jeans that actually fit me today, no fucking pockets.
Yeah.
No goddamn pockets. It is 2013. I think I shared something like that on Facebook. Like, give me some goddamn pockets. Like, all I want is something that my iPhone fits
in. Okay, I get it.
I'm not asking for much.
Yeah, I get it that stereotypically most females carry some kind of bag in addition to their pockets. But some of us don't or don't want to.
Everybody at least puts their phone in their pocket.
Seriously, I'm sick of my phone falling out of my back pocket. It doesn't even fit in my front pockets.
No. It's a joke to try to put it in your front pocket.
Seriously.
But yeah, guy, one thing I found problem with the guy jeans is there's a bulgy crotch.
Yeah.
And you really do
every
look
time
like you
sit down,
dick.
You get a little tight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's freaking crazy.
I would sit down and like tuck it down.
And that's good.
Every time I sat.
I mean, it's good that the guys have that. They probably need it. But,
they need that. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
not so much.
Yep.
I ain't got nothing there. But other than that, the jeans pretty well fit.
Yeah.
They were just really nice, comfy, baggy jeans.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where the guy that I was dating in high school, his best friend had left his pants at his house.
Heh.
And I was like,
my pants now.
I'm stealing these. And I put them on, and they freaking fit, like, perfectly. And for the longest time, Harper was like, can I have my pants back? I'm like, no, these are great. You cannot. No. And every time he saw me, like, he'd be like, where's my pants? And I'm like, no.
Sorry. No pants for two.
I was like, I'll give you money. But I really just, I'm
I'll just buy these off you.
I'm keeping these. Like, they're worn in and everything. I don't even care.
I half the time I feel like just going back to this, my high school and post high school style, which was just like, I would shop at thrift stores and buy like gigantic, like 36 inch waist, like guys' pants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they would be like super baggy on me. Yeah. And I had, because that was the style that I had, was like skater-ish type shit. And I wore JNCOs and fucking JNCOs and tank tops. Like, that's what I lived in.
Oh, God. I lived in jeans and black t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. God, the girls
always wore black.
I had a girl's JNCO t-shirt. It was motherfucking polyester.
Oh.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what was on it, but probably.
Does polyester make you smell bad?
I don't.
Every time I would wear a shirt that was polyester, like when I was younger, I would buy clothes that I didn't really look at what they were made of. And I had this one shirt, it was made of like almost sparkly, like it was striped like silver, gold, and copper and stuff.
Wow.
And I don't know, I had a really strange taste back then. but it was a fucking cool shirt, but every time I would wear it, I would smell bad. And then I realized that like polyester makes me like have weird body odor, because a lot of my workout clothes now have a lot of polyester in it, because it's all stretchy, and then like moisture wicking shit is all polyester, and god damn it if I don't smell horrible when I work out. It's awful. Like, polyester does not react well with my
I know it's
pheromones.
Gross and kind of a TMI, but I can only wear cotton underwear for that reason, though.
Yeah.
I only buy cotton underwear.
Yeah, because anything
else is just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I only ever wear underwear when I work out, so they're always cotton.
Wow.
What?
Lauren doesn't wear underwear.
I don't wear underwear.
Huh. You didn't know that? She just mentioned it a couple times.
My brain... I'm so tired. I've slept like shit the last two nights, and I'm just...
That sucks. Speaking of last two nights, man, Saturday night, last night. That was last night, right?
Yeah. Yeah, today's Sunday.
You guys had my mom.
We did, yeah.
Because
you guys had to host the fight night.
I had to work. I was at work till at least 9:30.
Ew.
Dude, fucking fight last night was one of the biggest fights of the year, and it was fucking insane. Like, literally the best UFC fighter ever. Like, the Anderson Silva.
Aren't there a bunch of Silvas?
There's other Silvas, yeah. No, you're thinking of probably the Gracies.
Maybe. I know I've heard a different first name.
There's definitely other Silvas, but they're not related. This Anderson Silva, I would say he's probably the best fighter ever. He was a champion for years, and he just was fucking seemingly undefeatable. Well, he lost a couple months ago to this guy, Chris Weidman, and he got hit. He was clowning around, like, putting his hands down and, like, not really, just fucking off, and got clipped and got knocked out. He lost the belt, so this was the rematch last night, and he got his ass fucking handed to him the first round, and the second round, he's, like, Anderson Silva is known for these deadly leg kicks, like, he does jiu-jitsu, and his leg kicks are fucking hell, so Chris Weidman, he's getting a leg kick coming towards him, puts his fucking leg up to block it, which you're supposed to do, it's called checking a kick, and Anderson Silva hits him with his shin on Weidman's knee, and his entire like tibia and fibula fucking snapped, and it fucking it looked like a fucking rubber leg, like twisting around this guy's leg. Why? Like, I have never seen anything like it in my life. Like, you cannot imagine this.
I don't want to imagine.
No, you can't imagine, even imagine how horrible.
Because Facebook decided to come up with an update that every time you scroll by, the video starts playing.
Yes!
Oh my god, I did not need to fucking watch
and
it.
And then you see, like, fucking rubber noodle leg wobbling in the breeze. Like,
flopped.
Oh my god.
Dude, it was horrendous. Like, and at first I was like, you know, that's an absolutely horrible way for a guy to end his career.
So he went down, though. He was done.
Oh, my God, yeah. So, like...
I don't know if he, like, stood back up and was like, I'm good, you know? And no.
Well, actually, apparently what actually happened is his trainers had said, like, from the corner, said that he kicked him one time. The first time he kicked him, they heard his leg snap. And it was on the second fucking kick that Anderson threw that it snapped. Like, they heard it break. And then on the second leg, it just... just fucking snapped. Ugh. Like, you're never...
So he kicked him twice?
I get. I was like... And I said to AJ, I'm like, they really said that? Like, fucking... He actually threw another fucking kick after breaking his goddamn leg.
Adrenaline's a hell of a thing.
That's what you can't... Man. That's how fucking... These fighters are insane. And I said to AJ, I'm like, that is the most horrible way for a guy to end his career. Because he's 38 years old. He came out of retirement to fight this fight. He didn't even really want to fight this last fight. And... he did, and this is it. You know, he'll be lucky if he can walk in a fucking year from a break like that. Mm-hmm. And he's never going to fight again. And people are like, wow, I wonder if he can come back from, like, there's no fucking way. He's almost 40. Like, he's already had a stellar career. And AJ's like, well, would you rather he go out like Chuck Liddell, which is another famous fighter from a little while ago who was fucking amazing, and then he got his ass beat four fights in a row, knocked out. He's like, would you rather see Silva, like, go out like that you know, and be a failure? Or would you rather see him go out, like, giving it his all and fucking snapping his goddamn leg in half on a fucking kick?
That's dedication right there, man. Yeah. I don't think there's anything I love enough in the world that I would be willing to fucking bust my leg in half.
No. And this guy, like, he was the fucking best. He was just an amazing, amazing fighter. I'm sure people would disagree, but just wow. I know you guys don't give a shit about UFC, but I know.
Literally no opinion.
I know. You guys, I gotta talk about stuff that I like, too.
But no, like, it's very interesting to hear about that. It's just...
Well, you're gonna see it one of these days. You guys will make it over for a fight. I didn't think I would ever like it, too. When I used to work at the video store...
It's not that I don't like it. It's just that's the kind of stuff, like, I can't stomach.
Well, that kind of shit, I can't fucking stomach either. You don't normally see that.
Well, not that stuff. Like, I can't even stomach, like, people bashing each other in the face.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't
bother
me.
Like, that
kind of
stuff, like, just... I don't know why it bothers me so much, but even, like, during Django with...
Oh,
the,
yeah.
During the big fight scene.
Yeah.
I've yet to see that.
It's good.
The sound of skin hitting skin, like, that hard just...
Well, it
creeps me out.
But last night, another huge fight last night was this giant grudge match between these two chicks. Mm-hmm. And, like, the two best fucking women fighters probably in the world. Mm-hmm. Definitely in the UFC. And they hate each other. And they came out, and the girl who everyone thought was going to win fucking won. They pummeled the shit out of her. But she hit every other fight she's ever won. She's undefeated. Every other fight she's gotten the girl out the same way. In the first round with an arm bar. That's what she does. She's judo. It's like when you grab their arm in a certain way and bend it, like pretty much hyperextend it. If you in any position, Rhonda can get you in an arm bar. She's amazing. Ah. But the cool thing about this fight was they actually made it into the third round. Like the girl that she was fighting made it into the third round with her, which has never happened before. So at least she put up a good fight, but It was an amazing fight. These chicks fucking beat the hell out of each other. They're amazing. It was cool. I don't know. I guess you just have to watch it. I thought it was fucking retarded at first. Like, just stupid. I never wanted to watch. I just thought it was dumb. But the more you watch it, you're just kind of like, God damn. The dedication these people have to, like, to their sport.
Yeah.
This is insane.
You just kick the shit out of each other.
Well.
Whew. Crazy. Man, so...
How was Moon Mom? Is that good?
We went from fashion to sports.
Oh, well.
Yeah, whatever.
We got done talking about fashion.
Yeah.
Because we're all big fashionistas here. We know so much about fashion.
Oh, Lord. I'm wearing my pajamas.
Yeah. Anyway. No, it was good. Pretty decent turnout. There was an ad in the news item advertising the open mic, and there was a handful of people there that nobody knew, so...
That's cool.
That was cool. You know, it's a... No cover, open bar. Well, not open. The bar is open, and the open drinks bar. Are cheap.
Don't come thinking the bar's free.
Yeah, no, it's cheap is free.
Yeah, it's.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah. The bartender went upstairs and brought down two cases of the 24-ounce Yinglings and another case of Orange Crush.
Were they selling Bill Russums?
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. And Jeff came up with his own little. Virgin Bill Russum.
It's a Billy Temple.
Oh my god.
It's just Orange Crush. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you walk up to the bar and order a Billy Temple?
You totally can.
And she'll know what it is.
I don't even know if that's what he ordered or if he just
I don't know if he just made it up or not.
Yeah.
Fucking Jeff.
It was good. Like we were concerned, like the high school kids were slightly late. They didn't get there till like almost like right at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
And I think only two of them went. Yeah. And some of the usuals didn't come, which was
maybe they didn't go because they heard us picking on them.
I don't think so.
They're not bad though. I mean, no. they need a little direction. They need some practice, and this is like the best place because we don't have like hecklers and shit. The best thing happened because the one kid, Mike, he's like the only black kid that ever shows up at the open mics. Yep. We're very white in this area, and we'd like a little more color at the open mics.
Mike might be the only black kid in the area.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, Jen? Are you kidding?
But
no. Have you been to Sunbury lately?
Tina, Bill's parents and Tina came out last night, and
oh, that's Tina's cool. Like since, Bill's mom's best friend.
Yeah, since the kids got there late, they sat in the back, and Jeff called up Mike to do his set, not to be confused with the mic of No Mics Open. Mike's not no mic, shame. Open mic, not the same person. But so he comes up, he's like, yeah, oh, there he is, sitting in the back. And Tina just goes, we don't have to do that anymore, you know?
Oh, by the way, Tina's black.
Yeah. So she was making a black people don't have to sit in the back joke. And our entire table just lost it. Oh my God.
It's so funny.
I was like, God damn, Tina fucking
Tina's
killing
great.
It.
Oh my God, she's great at those jokes. It's one of those things, it's like, you're the only one allowed to say it.
Yeah. It's like, she tells some really, like, she racist jokes, but
oh
is it,
my God.
Is she still racist? Because she's black?
I don't know. She, and I, again, this is her joke, not mine, so don't come after me, because I'm very white. she, when Obama got elected president the first time, she sent a text, not the first time, yeah, the first time, she sent a text around to all of her friends saying, you mofos are going out and picking the cotton today because one of our own is in, you know, the office, so we don't have to do it anymore. And I'm like,
oh, Tina.
You did what?
She's funny.
She's funny. God.
Yeah.
That sucks that I missed it. I would have liked to go, but yeah, work and fight night.
Yeah.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you do it on the last, it's last the last Saturday.
Of every month, yeah. That's when the Eagles.
So January is probably going to be, is it going to be the 25th? Shit. And that's
another
the night.
Fight night?
No, but it's the Mechanical Bull at the Roadhouse.
Oh,
and I'm running a bottle bar that night. I'm not doing the door.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm actually going to have to be there all night.
I don't have my schedule that far.
Jeff's brother came out to the first one since he's been back from college. Cool. And since he's been 21 as well.
Ooh.
One of Jeff's best friends bought Isaac a rum and coke,
and
he may have gotten a little tipsy.
Was it his first alcoholic beverage?
No, he's drank a little before, but he says he's never been drunk. We took him out to the brew pub when he came back, and we got a beer sampler, let him try all the different things. The only one he settled on was the framboise raspberry beer.
Oh, wow. So he's like me, likes fruity stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anything that kind of disguises the taste of alcohol at this point.
Yeah.
That's normally how
That's how
are.
I am.
Yeah. Those are actually his donuts. We went to Sheets last night, and rather than, you know, like, get a sandwich, you know, something bready to soak up the alcohol, he got donuts.
Well, there's lots of carbs in donuts.
He's like, yeah, these are pretty full of carbs.
They really are.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you.
And they have chocolate on top of them.
Oh, my God.
Double bonus.
Christmas was a good time. Had it at my in-laws. And sorry to go off topic, but it's kind of Isaac related.
Nah, whatever.
For some reason, Jeff's dad had a case of flavored Smirnoff. He's like, yeah, if you guys want it, there's some bottles of Smirnoff in the garage. And we're like, okay, that sounds fun.
I love Smirnoff.
So Isaac's like,
it's delicious.
I could drink this. He really likes reds, and reds is good.
Red, oh, the apple. Mm-hmm. And did he try the strawberry? Red strawberry ale.
I don't know.
It's delicious.
He definitely said the apple. But,
yeah, the strawberry is really good.
Then we got to talking about Zima and how that's not legal in the U.S. anymore.
Yeah.
What is Zima?
Oh,
Jesus.
It's the 7-Up of alcohol.
Seriously. It
was really popular in the 90s.
It was delicious. But
it was just like a 90s clear soda alcohol.
Without the caffeine.
Well, yeah, it was like a Smirnoff Ice without the lemon.
It became like huge controversial because it was like the teen drink of choice because it went down so easy that they
delicious.
Banned it in the U.S.
And if you put we would drop a Jolly Rancher in it and let the Jolly Rancher dissolve, and then you could get all kinds of different flavors. That's what we used to do. That was like predating Smirnoff Ice.
Jeez.
And the bottles were so pretty too. Mm.
They were like angular and like,
how do you
cut.
How do you spell that?
Z-I-M-A.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was good. I remember drinking that in high school. Ah, the early 90s.
Yeah. Not so much me. Late 90s, early 2000s was my high school career.
Yeah, I'm old.
Yeah, it's
fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
I don't care.
Well, it was discontinued in 2008.
I had somebody tell me they thought I was in my late 20s the other day.
Oh, you're cute.
Yeah. Yeah, like, thanks. You can still get it in Japan.
You can get everything in Japan.
You really can.
They... Oh my god, have you seen, like, Japan is handjob robots.
What?
Yes.
I would not.
What the fuck is wrong with the Japanese people? Well, that's pretty funny, though.
Or what is right with the Japanese people? Yeah.
Well, they do some pretty fucked up stuff, though.
Yeah, they're...
The little animals and keychains, that's kind of...
I think that's more China.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Will you be racist, Lauren?
Whatever.
Lauren.
They do fucked up shit in Japan. Give me a break.
And I'm sure they think we do plenty of fucked up shit here, too.
We do plenty of fucked up shit here.
Yeah, but we don't have vending machines that have panties in them.
Used panties.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Used panties.
Well, I guess to some people.
And they do have fresh panty vending machines, though, but...
Well, then it's not so bad, I guess.
They have fresh panty vending machines here, too. They're called stores.
Well, sometimes stores close. And, you know, you're doing your walk of shame.
You're doing your walk of shame and you need a fresh pair of panties.
Yeah.
That's never happened to me.
Me either.
I don't have that problem.
Me either.
Just take them off.
That's true.
I mean, if they're that bad, just take them off.
Yeah.
I've never done a walk of shame. Who am I talking? I'm not going to lie to you people.
I have.
Idea. Sorry to admit it, but I have. Got caught too.
Aw.
Wah wah. Oh, last year, she doesn't listen to this podcast anyway, and I won't say her name. But the one girl I work with, she showed up last year on New Year's Day to work in the same outfit that she left with the night before. And we were like, what are you doing?
Somebody
here?
Had fun last
we're
night.
Like, how was your night? And she's like, oh, it was fun. She's got this big grin on her face. We're like, what happened? Yeah, she got some, clearly.
Busted.
Yeah. It's fucking funny.
Oh,
busted. I was like, did you really think that you could walk in here and we wouldn't notice? She's like, no, I did not. I was expecting this from the minute I walked in the door.
Did she actually work that day or was she just stopping in?
She worked that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because if she was just stopping in, that was kind of dumb. Why not just
she actually
avoid
worked.
It?
Yeah. But. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Yeah. We close early. Open later and close early. I think we're open like 9 to 6. So. Versus like 7 to 7. So it's not so bad. I think Bill's probably coming home soon. I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. I thought I heard him come home already. I could be wrong though.
No, he texted me and said he was on his way like...
Oh.
A couple minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
So how many years would you say, I was just thinking about the whole walk of shame thing, and I was like, you know, I'm a lot older than you guys, so I've had a lot more opportunities to, like, have situations where I had to do shit like that. But, I mean, in my career, I've had more than a handful of one-night stands in my life. But I was single for, like, you know, a bunch of years. I mean, there's years. So, like, how many, like, do you guys ever have one-night stands?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not really a sleepover kind of person, though. Yeah. I have to leave at night most of the time.
Yeah.
With Bill, I made an exception, though. First time we slept together, I stayed.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But before him, I was really dating, like, guys that were... Well, the boyfriend before Bill was younger than me, and that was just a giant mess.
Yeah.
So I never really had the opportunity to do any of that.
Yeah, you're pretty young. How old were you when you met Bill?
20.
20?
Mm-hmm. I'm 20. I'm going to be 24 next month.
Duh. And you were pretty young, too. How old were you when you met Jeff, when you started dating?
Mm-hmm. Just shy of 22.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd meet somebody so young. Well, looking back, I don't feel like I'm the kind of person who should be in a relationship at this day, like, this point in my life. Because, like, I'm, now that I'm older, I'm, like, constantly telling people, like, that, especially that I work with, like, the friends that I have at work, I'm like, just be yourself. Do what you want to do. Like, figure out who you
are. There's plenty of time to
Before you settle down. And yet, I feel like I'm kind of a hypocrite with that because, like, I am in a relationship. But I'm in a relationship where the guy that I'm with lets me. Well, not lets me. I do whatever I want. But encourages me to go out and do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And go out with my friends or go try this or, you know, whatever I want. Like, if he doesn't want to come with me, I'll find somebody else that wants to come with me. Not somebody I want to date that I go with.
Right.
But, like, yeah, like, I'll find a friend or somebody. But you got to figure out, like, you got to figure out who you are in order to figure out who you want to be in a relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's something that a lot of people take for granted. And I was lucky enough to kind of find somebody that I could discover myself with.
Right.
At the same time that he was discovering himself. So it really worked out very well for us.
Yeah.
And he's freaking adorable.
Yeah.
Whether he wants to admit it or not.
Everybody loves the Bill.
Everybody loves him.
Yeah.
He didn't really yell at me, but he's like, why are you telling people I'm so cute on the internet? Stop, you're gonna ruin my reputation. I was like,
your reputation for what?
You know, right?
Your like, reputation that everybody loves you? Like, I don't,
like, what?
I was sick. Like, I was really sick on Friday, and he brought me soup.
Aww.
That's fucking cute, it Bill. Is. Deal with it, okay? You let me stay in bed the entire day and kept asking if I was okay.
Yep.
I love you.
That's the kind of stuff that is good.
And last night, it was freaking adorable. I didn't hear my phone go off the entire time because at some point I had put it on silent during my mom. And then I went to Wise real quick before I came home. Apparently, it wasn't very quick because by the time I got home, Bill was standing outside on the porch and was like, where the hell have you been? Like, you left before me, and you got home after. He was, like, freaking out. And I was like, I thought I told you I went to Wise. And he's like, I called you and texted you how many times? And I put my phone out of my pocket. And I was like, oh.
Oops. Oh, he was worried.
I'm so sorry. And I was like, you were really worried. He's like, yeah, I care if you're dead. Aww.
That's how I get, because AJ, you know, refuses to have a cell phone, so I cannot ever get a hold of him if I'm worried of, like, why he's taking so long, like, why is he 2 hours late from work. Normally he calls me. Like, he's really good about, like, letting me know if he's gonna be late, but once in a while I'm like, he's a half an hour later than he should be, you know, and then I start freaking out when I need to call him and I just can't. It sucks.
Why aren't you home?
But I'm a worry wart, so
I just... Oh, God, so am I.
Sounds like Bill is, too.
Apparently.
That's adorable.
That is adorable. I didn't realize that he was, because I don't think there's a lot of situations where I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving, and then I don't get there.
Right.
I just completely forgot. I thought I told him, but I guess I didn't.
Mm.
Whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sweet. But yeah, everybody loves Bill.
It's true.
Yep. I don't know what reputation he's talking about.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Everybody thinks he's adorable.
Stop telling people I'm cute.
Shut up, I hate you. I know. whatever.
44 minutes and we never even touched on our intended topics.
Yeah, we'll save it for another one.
Oops. All right. Cool. I'm fine with that.
Let's talk about something else. So Laura brought food.
Again. Yeah.
I'm gonna eat these. I was trying to eat dinner because I went to my parents' family reunion, I guess, and everything there was awful.
Yeah. That sucks.
Like, they had veggie pizza, which I don't know if you ever had that, but it's like veggie, just crust with ranch dressing and then, like, veggies on top of it with cheese.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Ranch dressing?
It's supposed to be really, really good. And I think sour cream, too, or something.
Yeah, it's not cooked, is it?
The crust is cooked.
It's not like a pizza where the whole thing's
cooked. Oh, no, I've never had that. It sounds like basically veggies and dip on pizza.
But like the crust was really weird. It was like really thick and I just didn't like it all that much. And then they had, like, this is my dad's mom's family reunion. They also had pizza, which I was like, pizza at a family reunion? Like, have you guys never heard of potluck?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't even...
Somebody got lazy.
I don't even understand. But I haven't been to one of these things in, like, since I was 5, I think. Because I don't like to associate with that side of the family at all. But it was pizza from Wise's. And I was just like... Ew. Which is like a local grocery store in our area. They're just centralized to, like, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
It was so greasy. Like, we kept dabbing it with, like, our napkin to, like, get the grease off. And I still was like, nope. So I didn't even eat that. But they had salad, so I ate that.
Woo!
Salad is... can't mess up a salad.
No. Not really. Unless, like, the vegetables are going funny.
Yeah. No, they were fine. So I ate that. But I'm pretty hungry because I barely ate there. And I was like...
Yeah.
Even the cookies. Like, how do you mess up cookies?
That takes a special kind of person.
I don't even... And it was, like, several different people. Like, because you could tell, like, it was several different recipes. Like, mm-hmm. you could tell that it was, like, different containers and things like that. And I was like, wow, cookies, cool. None of them were good.
Wow.
How is that possible? Like, I don't mean to complain about, like, free food, but...
Mm-hmm.
What?
Where do these people come from? No, don't apparently, you have any Pennsylvania Dutch in your
apparently
family?
I'm related to them. I don't even... I didn't know how... I didn't know, like, any of them. That was the funny part, too. I was like, okay, how are we related to that guy?
Do you know what your heritage is on that side? Irish?
Not a clue.
No?
Not a clue.
Do you have Irish in you? Is that why you mean redhead?
I don't know. Not that I know of, actually. I have no Irish in me.
No.
I'm German, Polish. I think that's it, as far as I know.
Huh.
I have no idea either. A bunch of white-ass Europeans. That's all yeah. I know.
My family on my mom's side never really kept record because none of them were very educated.
Mm.
Like, most of them didn't have more than, like, an eighth grade education.
Because you had to work on the farm.
Yeah. And as far as... So that's not something they really just cared about. Mm-hmm. And then on my dad's side, nobody really talks to each other. And I don't have enough interest in the matter to make that effort to talk to my grandmother because I don't like her.
Fun time.
But we share the same feelings for each other. Trust me, she doesn't like me either.
It's kind of sucky. It really... Yeah.
It is, but it isn't. I like my mom and my grandma. I like my mom's side of the family, so yeah. I've never felt lacking in that relationship at all.
That's good.
I have a grandmother that I care about, so I don't worry about it.
No.
Family's freaking weird, man.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they had a gift exchange thing. Where, like, everybody brings a gift for, like, a man or a woman. So, like, if you're a woman, you bring a gift for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they put numbers on all the gifts when you get there. And then they pick the numbers out of, like, a hat. And you get to, you know, you get whatever gift you want. And then at the end, if anybody gets their own gift, then you exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the gift that I got, I pulled out, and it was a handmade knitted slouch hat. And a knitted infinity scarf, which was pretty cool because, like, cool, somebody gave me an infinity scarf when I just made, you know, a shit ton of them.
Yeah.
I get one now, too. Cool. So I really liked it. It was actually very pretty. It was, like, an ivory color. And the minute I pull it out, I hear my grandmother's sister say, she was like, hey, if you don't want that, I know somebody who does. And I'm like... No, it's actually very pretty. I really do want this. Like, you know, thank you so much. Did you make this? And she's like, as if she didn't even hear me say that. She goes, yeah, if you don't want that, I know somebody who wants it. I'm just like, no, I really do want this.
Wow.
But, I mean, thank you.
She didn't, like, steal it from you, did she?
Well, actually, like, she fucking came over then to, like, the other side of the table where my brother was, like, sitting across from me and was like, hey, let me show you how to work those scarves because they are different than normal. And I was like, well, actually, I make these. And I showed her. I was like, this is how you do it, right? And she's like, oh, yeah. And then, like, a couple minutes later, she comes around to my side of the table right next to me with, I think, her granddaughter, who's about my age, and says, she's, like, talking to her granddaughter, and she's like, yeah, I mean, can we see that? I wanted to show it to her. So I was like, yeah, sure. So I pulled it out, and she was, like, showing it to her, and she's like, yeah, this is the Infinity Scarf, and it just ties at the end. And I was like, yeah, it's very pretty. Thank you so much for making this. And then I showed, like, my mom had the scarf that I made, my mom, on her lap. And I was like, you know, I pulled that off. And I was like, actually, I made this one for my mom. And I showed it to her. And I folded it, like, the way that you do with Infinity Scarves. And she goes, oh, it's crocheting. And I'm like...
yeah?
Yeah? Like, and my mom's like, yeah, we crochet. We don't really know how to knit. We just, something we never learned. And I was like... I just like it because it's something that I know how to do, and I've just recently been getting better at them. I made, you know, these for all of the girls at work. And she's like, yeah. And then just, she's talking to her, like, granddaughter then, mm-hmm. and was like, yeah, and I made those boot cuff things for her. And, like, it just seemed like this hat and scarf were made for her granddaughter, and
yeah.
I wasn't supposed to get it. And I was just like, mm-hmm.
Make her another one.
If you wanted your granddaughter to have that, why
didn't you just give it to her?
Like, why didn't
instead
you
of just hope that she won it in a lottery?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, there's like 40 fucking people here. What were you expecting?
Sounds like a bitch.
Fucking.
Sorry, lady, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not going to.
I don't even know.
I'm sure she doesn't even have a computer.
Probably not.
God, no.
Because she's a crotchety old lady, apparently.
Oh,
sounds like a bitch to me.
She was a total fucking bitch. So I kept playing. Then at that point, I was just kind of pissed off at everybody.
I would have just put on the hat and scarf and just sat there.
Actually, I put it on Elena. I put it on my 14-month-old niece, and I was like, look how cute you look in this hat and scarf. It's all yours. And I was like, don't you look adorable? So that's what I did with the rest of my time. I played with her, because I don't get quality time with her. So I was like, I'm not going to let this keep me down. Yeah, I'm going to cuddle with my niece, who, by the way, is getting so close to saying Auntie Ashley.
Nice.
She told me she loved me today, gave me a hug, and oh my God, my heart melted. And then she looked at me and went, Abby? And I'm like, close. You're so close, kid. You're so close. Auntie Ashley. No.
Get in there, kid. Get in there.
Abby is so close. I mean, I'm so proud of her. She's adorable. But, yeah. Little kids sometimes.
AJ's nephew is adorable. We saw his nephew a couple times over the holidays and again for a little bit today, and he's just so stinking cute. Mm-hmm. And it's funny watching AJ with him too, because AJ will play with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adorable. But, you know, we can give him back.
Yeah,
that's what exactly. I love about her. And my grandmother came over and she was like, oh, look, you like kids. And I was like, really, just this one?
Only if I don't have to keep them.
Yep.
I mean, I'll babysit and give them sugar.
Yep.
Usually as soon as they poop in their diaper, though, I give them back.
Done. Not it.
Here you go. This is yours. But you were holding... Nope.
Yep.
Yep. Not mine. Sorry. Nope. See, there's a reason that I have Mirena. I actually thought of that today when I was walking. I was at Kohl's, and there was this kid... screaming. And I'm just like, oh my God. Oh, thank God I have Mirena. Oh yeah, okay. We're good. Yep. Love it.
Yeah.
Kids. Some of them are cute. Some of them... not so much. I know it's a product of like their...
It depends on the kid too. It is very much a nature versus nurture,
yeah,
kind of thing. Because everybody's different. Mm-hmm. Can't discipline all kids the same way.
No, and then you have like me and my brother who are just polar opposites. Mm-hmm. We were raised almost the same way. Yeah, it's freaking weird.
Oh, God. I'm going to knock over this table.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah. I'm not, like, planning on it. I'm just like... This chair squeaks.
I don't know why it squeaks. It shouldn't.
To get Bill some WD-40. And you know where you can buy WD-40.
Oh.
Oh, where can you buy WD-40, Aislinn?
I'm pretty sure you can get that on Amazon. I'm pretty sure, like I said, I'm not...
We should probably look that up.
I can't imagine why you wouldn't be able to get it.
And other flammable things.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can buy one of them.
I'm not talking about setting shit on fire, though.
Aren't you?
No, I'm just talking about fixing Bill's squeaky chair.
Anyway.
But yeah, if you need to buy some WD-40, go to Amazon. Actually, wait. Go back a step. Go to popularoutcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Find that purple Amazon banner. It is everywhere. You can't not find it. No. If you can't find it, you shouldn't own a computer.
Yeah, it's idiot proof.
If you can't find it, you're colorblind and you can't read.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think of that. I know. Well, it also says the Amazon banner.
Well, that's why I said you can't read.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you should also
And if you're colorblind and can't read, you probably aren't on the internet.
You should also clear your cookies.
Yeah. Yeah, clear the cookies.
But if they have a new little trick, if you don't want to clear your cookies, you can just open up a new tab. You can open up a new browser.
Incognito mode.
Or you can go in incognito mode, the little porn mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. I keep my phone in that mode, not because I'm looking at a lot of porn on my phone.
Right. But just because of a little bit of porn.
Even the porn thing. I don't want all that, like, wasted space on my phone, like, saving all the cash and the cookies from all the websites I go to. So,
That's smart.
Yeah.
Anywho.
So
click on the banner. Buy things.
Yep.
We get a little bit.
And you don't spend a penny more.
Very little bit.
Yep.
But it's appreciated.
Hey,
Bill appreciates it. And he's adorable.
We're going to buy cruise ships. Toy cruise ships. For in the bathtub that we can all share.
We need to find a bathtub big enough that
that'll
we can
be
all
a
share.
Maybe we should just find a friend with a pool.
Just parents have a pool.
We should have a pool party.
It's
a popular outcast pool party.
We can probably arrange that this summer.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be.
That would be.
All right.
Anyway.
All
right. So.
Go to Amazon, buy things, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.